Today's special optimistic cannabis and corona report is brought to you by Helix BioTrack, the largest seed-to-sale tracking and dispensary point-of-sale software solution in the industry. Since 2010, cannabis dispensaries, cultivation facilities, and manufacturers have trusted BioTrack to securely and confidently keep them in compliance while managing their businesses. With flexible solutions for both THC and hemp industries, customizable workflows, built-in machine learning and data analytics that deliver actionable insights to the right people at the right time, it's clear why cannabis companies in 37 states and 9 countries depend on BioTrack. For comprehensive cannabis software and business solutions that cover the requirements of compliant seed-to-sale tracking and data reporting in every state, there's really only one choice, BioTrack. Go to BioTrack.com today for secure cannabis software solutions that you can count on.
Where a old seed hippie grower guy came up and said, man, the mouthpiece is cool, but you got to get a filter in there. And we said, we tried, and he said, you know, try harder. So we went back to the drawing board, and 16 months of R&D, we came out with the mouthpiece filter. So now we have the germ-free aspect of the mouthpiece because you're using your own. So you're not sharing when you're sharing pipes, and you're actually filtering and removing the bad stuff that is harmful to your body.
From MJ Bulls Media, it's the Raising Cannabis Capital Show. I'm Dan Humiston, and today's show is a special optimistic cannabis and corona report about cannabis opportunities during the global COVID-19 crisis. Today on Cannabis and Corona, we have another cannabis entrepreneur whose company sales have really exploded during the COVID-19 crisis, Jay Rush, co-founder of Moose Labs. Jay, welcome to the show.
Hey, Dan. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Talk about being in the right place with the right product at the right time. I mean, this is good for you. Really.
Thank you.
Yeah, this
Thank
is great.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Before we get too deep into how mouthpiece works and why it's so perfect for the crisis, let's first talk about a couple seldom discussed problems with smoking cannabis. And at the top of the list has to be germs. I just read a study that you did. I had no idea. Can you tell our listeners what you discovered in this study?
Yeah, so we were curious to find out what type of germs and how many of them were being passed back and forth when you're smoking with your friends at home, with your roommates, or when you're going out to these larger cannabis events like the Cannabis Cup, and you're sharing the same pipe as hundreds or possibly thousands of other people.
Yeah.
So we basically got a testing device that they use in hospitals and food processing plants and started testing our pipes at home, the one I share with my brother and the other people that come around occasionally. Realize, oh my God, these are horribly disgusting.
Really?
So then we went to some events and found that all pipes are really gross. And it turned out that actually the pipes at the events were 2.5 times more dirty than your average public toilet seat.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's not good, especially now when everybody's so focused on the germs. The other problem, which is I kind of knew, but you really clarified it for me, and that's all the non-cannabis crap that goes into your lungs.
Definitely. So whenever you light a plant material on fire, you create carbon monoxide and tar and unwanted resins that you really don't want to be inhaling into your lungs. They don't add anything to the effect that you're looking for. They just gunk up your insides. So what our mouthpiece filter does is, you know, catches some of those tar particles and resin particles and just removes it, making your hits a little bit smoother, a little bit better tasting, and just cleaner for you.
Yeah. Well, now that you started talking about it, why don't you describe the mouthpiece? And it's spelled P-E-A-C-E.
Right, and, right. So the original tagline was peace of mind for social smokers.
Okay.
We were actually attending a cannabis cup in Colorado back in 2014, and we heard a booth across from us announce that their bong had given out 10,000 hits over the course of the 3-day weekend. And we were like, oh my God, that's disgusting.
Yeah,
we
really.
We need to think of something to help this problem. So we came out with the original mouthpiece, which was intended just for sharing pipes and not sharing germs. It went well for several years. And then we were at another show where a old seed hippie grower guy came up and said, man, the mouthpiece is cool, but you got to get a filter in there. And we said, we tried. And he said, you know, try harder. So we went back to the drawing board, and 16 months of R&D, we came out with the mouthpiece filter. It's really worked very well. So now we have the germ-free aspect of the mouthpiece because you're using your own. Mm-hmm. So you're not sharing when you're sharing pipes, and you're actually filtering and removing the bad stuff that is harmful to your body.
Jeez, it's back to that, why didn't I think of it factor? I mean, that is such, it was there for how many years, and right. Nobody really paid any attention to it. And
Exactly. You don't go to a restaurant and share the same glass as every other person in the restaurant. You get your own that's cleaned and sanitary. Why isn't it the same with cannabis?
I mean, in the whole social aspect of cannabis, you don't want to preclude that, but right. This makes it so it's possible. I'm assuming sales over this past few months must just be rocking.
Yeah, we released the filter back in July of 2019, and that really started our growth upward. But ever since the coronavirus hit and people started becoming more and more concerned about their health and their own personal safety, yeah, sales have definitely just skyrocketed a bit.
Well, it makes sense.
It's strange to say in this environment, but we're happy that we can provide this good service to people who are still going to consume cannabis regardless.
Right. And I don't think it's tone deaf at all to be proud of providing a product that is, you know, kind of a corona buster. Good. This is exactly what we need right now. I want to take a short break to let you listen to a quick preview of our next episode.
But it's really just been more of a marketing strategy. And we do have it available online, and you can buy it and get it. I love rolling up wherever and just seeing someone rocking a Three Bros shirt or hat. And people that don't even know, they don't know that I'm even with the brand. And I just see them and I just throw them double shakas, and I'm like, cool. It's really cool. Yeah, no, it's been good. It's always helpful, I think, to develop stuff that people wear continuously.
Tune in on Sunday to hear another episode of the Raising Cannabis Capital podcast with Tyler Smith, Russ Smith, and Bill Shevlin from Three Bros. And now let's get back to today's show. Talking a little bit about the coronavirus and its effect on people's businesses, how has this affected your supply chain?
So in the beginning, we didn't really see too many issues. We had placed strategic large orders right before the holidays that were good to carry us through. However, now we are starting to see little bits of issues and slowdowns because things you don't even realize, like our plastic clamshell packaging is the same material that they're using in the face masks for hospitals. Mm-hmm. And filter material that we use is the same material that they're using in the hospital masks and the hospital gowns. So when production for one industry increases, production for another has to slow down.
Yeah.
That's unfortunately something we're dealing with, but not to say we're out of stock by any means. We are fully stocked and good to go.
Well, I mean, it's a good sign too that the same stuff that you're using in your products, the medical industry is using, and you know, to keep all of our first responders safe.
Absolutely.
You know, most companies right now are pulling back, but you mean you have an opportunity to own this space, which means you probably need to ramp up advertising and ramp up production. Is that the plan?
Yeah, definitely. So we've started placing larger orders from our suppliers. In terms of the marketing and advertising, what I'm finding is working best for us is just being very straightforward and friendly and clear and direct with the customers. So we've seen tremendous success from doing just a text-based personalized email where it's like, hey, customer name, how are you doing? What's going on?
Yeah.
Tell me, just like that. And we saw over 500 responses from that one email alone, replies, people were, you know, actually replying to us. The email itself got a 43% open rate, which is crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
But the great thing about the product is it's kind of noticeable.
Yeah.
If you pulled one out of your pocket, somebody would be like, what's that? Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Where'd you get it?
Yeah, exactly. And you can visually see on the filter after just one hit, it's like, oh, that's what it stopped after just taking one hit from going into your lungs.
Oh, I know.
Ooh, okay, I need to get myself one of those.
You have a great visual on your website about that, for sure.
Thank you.
In regards to ramping everything up, will you need to raise any capital to do that?
Right now, we're in a lucky position to not need to be raising any capital. We had previously raised a bit. We attended the ArcView investment platform, and we're able to raise a line of credit over there. And that was able to fund the 16 months of research and development that it took to actually get the filter designed and manufactured, because this isn't just a cigarette filter. This is designed kind of from the ground up to be able to handle cannabis properly.
Yeah. To keep on that filter thing is, just for our listeners, it's replaceable. So you don't,
Right.
So you can just pop out the old and pop in the new.
Right. Exactly. It lasts for a couple hits, depending on how you're smoking. Big bongs, you know, 3 to 10, smaller pipes, 10 to 30, and joints and et cetera. Use your best judgment based on when you want to change it out, really.
Well, this is truly the crisis busting first to market. And it's patented, right? So your product is patented?
Yes, it's all patent pending, yeah.
Oh my gosh. So you've hit everything and it hit at the right time. I'm really happy for you. For our listeners, if you want any information about how to order it, or if you want to talk to Jay about trying to convince him to how to invest in his company, we have the links in the show notes or at mjbulls.com. Jay, really happy for you. This is such good news.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate that, John.
Today's show was made possible by the generous support of our sponsors, like Alt36, the country's premier blockchain payment processing platform that's providing dispensaries and its customers with a safe and secure payment option other than cash. To learn more, go to Alt36.com. Today's podcast was produced by MJ Bulls Media, the industry's premier cannabis podcast network, with original music produced in part by Jamie Humiston. I'm Dan Humiston, and you've been listening to the Raising Cannabis Capital Podcast.